We are talking about a juicy topic today. You guys, the recent scandal that's been happening at Planet Fitness. Essentially, there was a man in a woman's locker room. Someone took a picture, posted that on social media, and now it's blown up into this giant conversation about boycotting Planet Fitness. So we're going to have a conversation from a biblical worldview of should you boycott Planet Fitness? Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Moved by Him podcast. You guys, today we have a unique, a special episode, a hot take episode, because I'm going to be commenting on something that happened recently in the fitness culture. Specifically, we're going to be talking about what happened at Planet Fitness just a handful of days ago. So there's been this big call recently to boycott Planet Fitness. Now, the core of the controversy stems from a woman who encountered a man in the women's locker room, posted about it online, and then had her membership revoked. So we're going to be having a conversation on, should you boycott Planet Fitness? How do we understand this from a biblical perspective? And yeah, it's going to be juicy, to say the least. I was going to say it's going to be short and sweet, but I'm actually going to say that it's going to be short and spicy. Okay? Okay. So I think, first of all, it's kind of wild that we even deem it controversial these days to talk about a man being in the women's locker room as like a hot topic. However many years ago, this wouldn't have been a hot topic. It just would have been a clear conversation of like men shouldn't be in women's spaces where there's women changing, showering, and yeah, doing those things, exposing their bodies because they're changing for the gym or showering after the gym. And now it's a big conversation because, well, it is. So we're going to talk about it. These are the kind of conversations that I used to shy away from because I was like, oh, this is so controversial. But you guys, I think at the end of the day, we need to learn what it looks like to stand up for truth in love. And we can have these dialogues and have these conversations in a loving way. We don't need to be rude about it. Even if someone perceives it as rude, we can't control how other people perceive what we say, but we need to be able to share things in truth and in love, just as Jesus did in all of his interactions in the Bible. So let's pray, because let me tell you, we need to be prayed up for this conversation. Then I'm going to give you some context on what happened at Planet Fitness, and then I'll share my commentary. So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the blessing of this time to just be behind this microphone, to be connecting with these listeners, these viewers. Lord, I just pray that you'd be with my words, God. I know that this is a topic that can be very heated. So I just pray that you would be with my words, Lord, that this would be a reflection of you, not a reflection of me. God, that we would learn your truth from your scriptures, not from seeking our own truths or what we want, but rather understanding your truth in your word, Lord, and applying that to the world around us. And I just, we just lift you up, Lord, in this conversation. I just pray that for anyone who might feel like this is a hard topic to listen to, that you would open their hearts to this conversation and be with my words and my intent, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so let's start with some context. So a handful of days ago, there was a woman named Patricia Silva who took her thoughts to social media after she encountered a man in the woman's locker room at a Fairbanks, Alaska Planet Fitness location. So in the parking lot, she posted a little video of herself, which I will basically transcribe that video here in just a moment. And she shared what she experienced. Now, as that happened, her membership was actually revoked. And then she had a bit of a follow-up video the next day. So these videos went online. They were picked up by some big kind of, you know, media commentary outlets. And well, it became a giant conversation to the point that hashtag boycott Planet Fitness has been recently trending on X. So I'll include a picture of Patricia Silva here so you can just have some context to who she is. Perks of watching on YouTube. Yes, you get to see the pictures. Have fun. So her first video read this. This is what she posted to social media. She said, "Good day. I just wanted to say I just came out of Planet Fitness and there's a man shaving in a woman's bathroom. I realize he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman. I love him in Christ. He's a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman, but I'm not comfortable with him shaving in my bathroom. All right. I just thought I'd say it out loud." So she posts that. Now, it is worth mentioning as well that she took a picture of the man that was shaving in the women's locker room. I will post that picture here on the screen as well. And obviously, as per any locker room policy at any gym, phones video photography is basically not allowed in the locker room. So she broke the rules by doing that, right? Now, she posted this to social media and her membership was revoked very promptly. So the following day, she posted again another video in the parking lot of her Planet Fitness location. And here's what she said. She said, "Good morning. At 8 degrees below zero in Fairbanks, Alaska, day two of Planet Fitness saga. I came in Monday. There's a man in the woman's locker room shaving. A little girl sitting in the corner. She could have been 12 years old. I don't know how old she was. In a towel, kind of freaked out that there's a man shaving in her locker room. Well, I was offended. I took a picture of him and I asked him, 'Why are you there? You're a man with a penis. Why are you in the woman's locker room?' And he justified by saying, 'I'm queer LGB.' And I said, 'You shouldn't be in the women's locker room.' Well, I left. And as I said, this morning I got canceled. Planet Fitness is defending the man in the woman's locker room, the man with the penis, rather than the child sitting in the corner with a towel wrapped around her. So people, I just want you to know this is weird. It's not good. It's rather disturbing. So I would like for you women to stand up and have a voice and stop these shenanigans. You have authority. Use your authority. I took that picture because I felt like I was in an unsafe space. And so I'm probably going to go report this to the police today. But I just want to tell Samantha and Joe that work there and own it. Thank you so much for canceling my membership. You saved me the trip. Have a great day. Bye-bye." So that was her second video, basically exposing, hey, her membership was canceled. She explained why she took the picture. She didn't feel safe. And just gave a little bit of context specifically about this child in the corner who was in a towel that she thought was about the age of 12, which obviously kind of fueled the fire of the conversation because there was a young child in the presence of this man in the women's locker room. Now, the interesting thing, so Planet Fitness came out, they defended their statement on canceling her membership. They stated that her membership was canceled specifically because she took a picture of someone in the women's locker room, which there is validity to that statement, right? Like, that is breaking policy. But the interesting thing is they proceeded to defend their policy on basically transgender access to whichever locker room they prefer. So on their website, I will include a screenshot of this. It basically says this. This is actually straight up what it says under Planet Fitness policies page. It says, "All members, including transgender members, may use Planet Fitness locker room facilities, bathrooms, showers, and all other facilities / programs separated by sex based on their self-reported gender identity." So effectively, if someone is like, hey, this morning I decided that I am now a woman, let's say they're predatory, they can actually go into Planet Fitness and use the women's locker room. Okay. So context on that. And the other way around, right? If a woman is like, hey, I'm now a man as of this morning when I woke up, they can now use the men's locker room. So part of why this blew up so big was because she posted this stuff on social and a Twitter account called Libs of TikTok, which is a pretty large, has a pretty large following on X, posted this and started a lot of the conversation around hashtag boycott Planet Fitness. So it turned into this conversation very similar to what happened with Bud Light, where it's like, hey, if they're going to stand for something that is against our values, are being people who tend to have conservative values, like boycott them, cancel your memberships. So there was people kind of going viral on you know, social media, calling up Planet Fitness and canceling their memberships, explaining why, all that stuff. Now, the interesting thing is that it actually did take a hit on their valuation. So the valuation of Planet Fitness actually went down about $400 million since the scandal erupted, literally just a handful of days ago. So the ultimate question here is, should you also boycott Planet Fitness? Maybe you're in a place where you're like, I have a membership, or I used to be a member. Like, where should I stand on this? How should I respond to this? So I'm just going to give you my thoughts. I'm not currently a member of Planet Fitness. I actually never have been. I have been in Planet Fitnesses, but I've never been a member. So let's take this to the Bible, because I think ultimately that's where we need to start with, is the truth of God's word. Let's begin with the basics, you guys. God made man and woman. And I know that feels silly to even have to reiterate, but apparently in the modern day, that actually is a necessary thing to reiterate. Genesis 1:27 tells us, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. He also made us perfectly in his image, whether we believe in him or not." Right? Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14 tell us, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." I love that scripture. I literally have that on the wall of my daughter's nursery because I love it so much. God formed your inward parts in your mother's womb, right? So whether we know God or not, he still formed us. Now, Should we act with kindness and compassion to someone who is struggling through something as huge as their gender identity? Absolutely, of course, right? Of course there should be compassion and kindness and truth shared with someone who's struggling. I have no idea whatsoever what it feels like to hate my gender because I've never had that human experience. But I do know what it feels like to hate my body through an eating disorder. That's an experience that I truly and understandably had. And truth is what guides us all back to the light. If someone had looked at me when I was in the middle of my anorexia and said, yeah, you actually are fat, which was the dialogue playing in my head, that wouldn't have helped me heal from the eating disorder, right? It would have just perpetuated what I was already struggling with. And so we have to figure out what does it look like to be both compassionate and also offer truth in situations like this. In my opinion, leaning into the delusions or the struggles of someone who is truly struggling, you know, with their biological gender is in fact wrong. Because first of all, it doesn't expose them to the truth of the matter, but it also, most importantly, and this is why everyone really got heated about this online, was because it puts everyone else at risk, right? I'm not saying all transgender individuals are dangerous or are predatory. I'm not saying that, but there are some that are, right? And at the end of the day, from a biological perspective, men are stronger than women. Men have a greater capacity to harm and hold down a woman than women do to men. And granted, women do it to men sometimes too. So it can go both ways. But at the end of the day, the core of this issue is like, hey, we're putting young girls and young women at risk by letting men just like meander into the women's locker room without saying anything other than, oh, hey, I identify as a woman, right? Like there's nothing more needed than that. It's interesting that this is so controversial because when you say it out loud, it just seems obvious that men shouldn't be in women's locker rooms. Can't remember what sermon it was that I heard this in, or I can't remember where it was, but someone mentioned that Jesus never shared truth without love, and he never offered love without truth. The two, truth and love, were never uncoupled in the experience of interacting with Jesus. He always paired them together. Always. Like, let's look at the example of the woman at the well. He calls her out for having multiple previous husbands and currently living with a man that she's not married to. Someone could have taken that as offensive, right? Like he called out something that was something she was ashamed of, but she recognized you are the Son of God. You know the truth of what I'm experiencing. And he basically set her free from having to be like pulled down in those chains. And so we have to be able to share truth in love. Ephesians 4, 14 through 15 tells us that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. That's an interesting comparison there too, that we should no longer be children. That idea of as children, we're more unknowing, we're more vulnerable, we're more naive to what truth and reality is. And the idea of being tossed to and fro, carried by the wind of every doctrine, right? As much as people might not see it this way, though I know some do, and this is a dialogue on the internet, the concept of like this gender ideology thing is a doctrine. Right? It is an ideology in and of itself. And it, like the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, as Ephesians 4:14 says, we can't be pulled back and forth to and fro by the things that man just decides that they're going to approach differently today than they did yesterday, right? Because this conversation wouldn't have looked the same 25 years ago. It simply wouldn't have. People would have said, oh yeah, men should be in men's spaces and women should be in women's spaces, especially places that are vulnerable, like a locker room. We also need to be aware that ultimately the Bible calls us to expose darkness, which I know is hard because as a Christian, it's so easy to be like, well, I need to just love others. And sometimes we lean so heavily into the love side of things that we escape having to share truth. Now, in other instances, we can lean so heavily into sharing truth that it doesn't ever feel like the truth is shared with love. So it's finding this delicate dance, right? And it looks different in different scenarios. But Ephesians 5:11 tells us, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Expose them. You guys, I had a minute where I was like, should I even do this episode? Should I even comment on this? And then I was like, here's the deal. Funny enough, it seems so obvious that men shouldn't be in women's locker rooms, right? But this is a huge conversation that's happening on the internet. And what does it look like to bring God's word into this? Because I've seen a lot of people commenting on it, but a lot of people aren't bringing God's word into this conversation. So I wanted to offer that perspective and as best as I could, share it in love. Because the goal is not to show up all fiery here, but we also need to be able to stand for truth. When we think about exposing darkness, for me personally, since becoming a mother of a girl, I have a young daughter, okay? I think about stuff like this happening in the world, and it affects me even more now because I am actively working to protect a young, vulnerable child. I don't want her going into locker rooms where men are just sauntering their way in there, shaving, exposing themselves, going into the showers, doing whatever. I don't want it for myself, but I really don't want it for my daughter, who's more vulnerable and is at an age where that sort of stuff is horrifying. We have to be able to expose darkness. That is real. And on that note, we also are called to protect the needy. Proverbs 31:8 reads, "Open your mouth for the speechless." Open your mouth for the speechless. The Bible has a ton to say about children, about widows, about orphans, people that are in a more needy situation, that are more vulnerable. We are called to stand up for those individuals and to protect them. That's the truth of the matter. So what does that look like? For each of us, that might look like different things, right? I have this small platform, and so I felt called to say something. But for you, it might be like, hey, maybe I am going to go cancel my Planet Fitness membership. Maybe it looks like saying, actually, you know, I'm going to check the locker room policy at whatever gym you go to, because you might not even know what their locker room policy is. Maybe you need to ask about that. And it does vary from gym to gym. There are gyms out there, my friends, that still function on the policy of men in the men's locker rooms and women in the women's locker rooms. In a lot of places, which I think this is a very fair option, we'll say, hey, if you identify different than how you biologically are, like you can use one of the individual stall, like what they oftentimes call the family locker rooms, which are like individual units with like a closing locking door where families can go if they have like different, you know, boys and girl children, right? Different gender children. But someone who's not clearly identifying as a woman or a man, different than how they came out of the womb, can go in there and have their own private space with a locked door where no one needs to encounter them, right? Like there's a lot of gyms that will say that is an option for you. So maybe for you, it looks like calling your gym and being like, what is your policy? What is it? And if they come back at you and say, hey, people can use whichever locker room they identify as, push back on that. You guys, we have to be able to stand up at some point, because you have to realize that people that are on the other side of things are very actively standing up for what they want. They're actively pushing to allow men into women's locker rooms. So where's the point where the woman stands up and says, hey, I actually don't feel comfortable with men in my locker room? Where's that point? And when do we stand up? Because it should be now. It really should be now. Jesus also warns us of offenses against children. So beyond protecting the needy, he warns us of offenses specifically against children. Matthew 18:6 puts this very blankly. Jesus says, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Not much that needs to be added to that one. Okay? So this is saying, if someone is predatory towards children, well, it'd be better for you to be drowned in the bottom of the ocean. That's pretty point blank. That's the stuff in the Bible where people don't always want to look at it because it's like, well, we always see Jesus as this like loving character, which he is. He's loving, but he's also truthful. He says, hey, if you want to take offense against children, cause them to sin, take yourself to the ocean. Not to say that people can't repent and turn and change their lives with Christ, even if they've done those things. That is real. But wow, that's a pretty straight up statement right there. Matthew 18:6. That's just what the Bible says. I'm not adding much commentary there. Okay. So the high level here is, if I had a Planet Fitness membership, would I cancel? Yes. Yes, I would. I would cancel my membership. I don't have one, so I don't have to. But if I had one, I would. Right? So I would encourage you to pause and consider. Call your gym and say, what is your locker room policy? That'd be a great question to ask, because you might not know. And maybe it's not on their website. Maybe it's not open and available the way that Planet Fitness's policies are. You can find everything on their website, by the way. There's nothing they're trying to keep behind doors. No. It's all open, out in the open. And after all this serious talk, all this, you know, deep conversation about scripture and understanding how that fits in with culturally what we're experiencing, I say this slightly in jest, but in all honesty, Planet Fitness has never been super well respected by the fitness community. Okay. Like, you guys, Planet Fitness has been making poor decisions, dare I say it, from the get-go. Okay. Can we talk about the lunk alarm? If you drop a weight or if you grunt while lifting weights, someone can pull the lunk alarm on you and get you kicked out of the gym. So essentially, they're completely deterring people that have any sort of, like, you know, a serious lean towards heavy lifting. Okay. Pizza being served, bagels, sweet treats, a very odd piece of, like, a, you know, comprehensive wellness programming. A bit odd. The tanning beds. Like, how much research do we need on the fact that tanning beds are highly correlated with skin cancer? Like, at the end of the day, like, this isn't wellness, you guys. Planet Fitness, I will give them credit for the fact that they have a lot of locations and they've given access to fitness to a lot of people who maybe don't have much to spend on fitness and who live even especially in rural areas. Planet Fitnesses are everywhere and the price point is super low. So I give them credit for giving people access to fitness in a more easily accessible way. But ultimately, like, a bunch of their policies are not centered on wellness. And neither is allowing grown men into women's locker rooms. That's just the fact of the matter. So on that note, that is what I have for you guys today. There's a little hot take episode. We will be back to usual programming this upcoming week. I've got an exciting Easter episode coming your way, talking all about your body as a temple for the Holy Spirit. But yeah, let me know your thoughts. I know this is a controversial one. I totally get it. And I debated saying something, but I was like, you know what? Here's the thing. God has given us his word and his truth. Ultimately, we are called to share his word and his truth in a loving manner. So I pray that this came across that way. It wasn't my goal to be, you know, rude or discriminatory or any of those things, but to really have a conversation about, like, what is going on in the world? Because if we never stand up and start to say, hey, stop, this is wrong, then people that are working for the enemy just keep pushing their motives and their agendas. So there's that. I hope you guys have a blessed week, and we will chat oh so soon.